Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 23rd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 59. Having spent questions 23 through 58 studying the Apostles' Creed through the lens of the Heidelberg Catechism, we now turn our attention to what these truths mean for us. In confessing the Creed, we confess, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." Thus, we now look to Heidelberg Catechism question 59 and ask, what does it help you now that you believe all this? That I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. Simple, succinct, and to the point. John 3, verse 36, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." In knowing and believing and looking to the truths of the Scriptures as outlined in the Creed, we can have the assurance that we do indeed possess eternal life, and the wrath of God will not fall upon us. And, as we look to the gospel in full faith, we know our salvation is given to us by the grace of God, not by our own works. Titus 3, verses 4 through 7. "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." That we are righteous in Christ is the key. We are righteous before God, but only in Christ. God has not saved us because of works we have done in righteousness. God has saved us because of his mercy, through the gospel of our Lord Christ, who was and is our righteousness. And, as those declared righteous, justified by grace through faith, we know that we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. We are heirs according to the hope of eternal life. As Paul makes clear in Romans 8, verses 16 and 17, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ." And then again in Galatians 3, verse 29, "And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." All the promises of God from Abraham to Christ, all the blessings of God's covenant love and mercy, all the benefits of salvation, all of these things are made ours in Christ Jesus. And we who are the children of God will one day know the fullness of our inheritance as we stand before our gracious Father in glory, righteous in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus alone. This is why we can agree with the Apostle Paul and say with confidence, Romans 1, verses 16 and 17, "We are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." As those who are righteous, let us look to our great God and give him all the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.